Hi, everyone. This is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
What up, y'all? We back again. It's Dugo, and we're going to be talking about one of the top fantasy wide receiver prospects here coming into the 2025 draft. We're talking about Isaiah Bond today. Now, some of y'all motherfuckers may have fell off the bandwagon, and I completely agree with the atrocity of what happened at the Combine. Yeah, this guy had claimed he was going to run, you know, under what Xavier Worthy had ran last year, right? Like, everyone got all their hopes up. Unfortunately, Buddy ended up running, what, a 4.4 flat. So that's still a pretty good number, right? And everyone would have been super stoked had he done that. But the sheer fact that homie had hyped himself up that much and then, you know, ended up with a blunder performance like he did, a lot of people fall off the train. A lot of people are like, yeah, this guy's kind of trash. Well, not to say that some of you guys aren't wrong because, yeah, like I said, you know, it definitely wasn't the performance that he should have put up. It wasn't the performance that he kind of put out to the world. That being said, I don't know if we should be putting a death sentence to this guy quite yet. So, a lot of my gripes about this cat is about his size and, you know, the sheer fact that he did not run a very great number like he was claiming he was going to, right? Outside of that, we kind of know what this guy is, and what he is a pretty good receiver. He might be more of the gadget type, if you ask me, which he might be lacking in it since he's only running a 4.4, which in today's standards, there's linebackers that are running that. That being said, though, I mean, the guy did rank first when it came to yards after a catch this year, so I do believe that this guy does have some upside when it comes to that, right? So that's based off of the top 30 receivers entering the 2025 draft. So just to give you a little bit of where I'm pulling that information from. Now, I do like that he doesn't have a huge drop number either. He only has a 3% drop rate, which out of those 30, he's ranked 8th, so he's at least in that top third percentile or whatever you want to call it. So I really like that, you know, being a smaller guy with, you know, you got to have a little bit more sure hands, and it does seem like he does have that. Now, you're probably thinking, Dugo, you're kind of talking this guy up a little too much, right? Like, you know, I was talking about boy Ja the other day, and I was kind of shitting on this guy, I won't lie. The reason why I had a little bit of a change of heart is because I utilize the Twitter machine or the X machine, and I tried to use AI for a little bit to see, you know, I don't like this guy's size, and I don't like the sheer fact that he ran, you know, a 4.4, so, you know, why could I be optimistic about this? And so I started looking at guys who may be under 6 foot and under 200 pounds. I did 190 in this case because he is 180. And so one of the guys that first came up, Tank Dell, actually fits this exactly. So this guy is 5'8", 165, ran a 4.49. And now, Tank Dell kind of lit up the league the last 2 years when he's been healthy, right? So, obviously, he's a little bit of a different freak. Obviously, he does some different things. Obviously, he's not exactly the same cat as Isaiah Bond. But what I'm saying is, you know, if you're looking at it in an analytical way, Isaiah Bond might be able to do that because we've seen it on the field, right? Like, he has the film to show that he can be a downfield threat. Maybe he can't always get away, and yeah, it's going to be a little harder when it gets to the NFL, but he does show the ability to do it, so I do have some promise there. Another guy that also fits in this category, so this guy is Devontae Smith, right? So 6 foot, 170. He ran a 4.44 at his pro day. So all that being said, I just feel like there are some guys, and I keep going. There's Jalen Waddle. There's Zay Flowers. Calvin Austin III isn't the best example, but he's out there. Rondale Moore. Tutu Atwell. These are all guys that all had, you know, they're all under 6 foot, all under 190. And when I'm looking at most of these guys' 40s, most of these guys, a couple of them are in the 2.3s, or I'm sorry, in the 4.3s, but most of these guys are 4.4 cats. Like Zay Flowers ran a 4.42, right? Like, obviously, we're concerned about his size at first, but he came out and he's done it, right? So let's see what happens with Isaiah Bond. Right now, I'm not going to give him the death sentence like I had previously thought I was going to. Right now, I'm going to go with a B-rank prospect for him, Isaiah Bond. He's going to be a good one.